The Americans are saying that you sought asylum in the U.S. How true is that? And part of, and if you have a critic and they asked you that because they couldn't take his family to the United States and that's why he's going back to his country, what's your answer? What's your response? Well, the scenario that I fled Iran, that sought refuge in the U.S., I would like to explain that very briefly. I think it's that will make things clear. Hajj pilgrimage, everyone who lives abroad and watches TV and the things that are said about how one goes to Hajj pilgrimage, they know that all you do is buy a ticket to get on the plane and go to Mecca. And all those involved in this process, it takes 3 months to get to Mecca. My question is, according to Western media, if I had sought asylum, why did I not do it? Why did I not take my family out of the country in the 3 months, those who didn't have any problems? I was very sensitive about my family, the feeling that any for their child or their family. What was the reason for me to escape Iran and seek asylum in the U.S. without having sent my family abroad first and in only 3 months? That's a question, a counter question. It's very logical. The U.S. government's argument has no answer. There's no answer for it. Secondly, well, let's say that I did sought refuge in the U.S. and that I was homesick. I missed my family. The important thing here is that intelligence-wise and Iran's national security, I hope it will not have anything to do with that. I have documents. After 3 or 4 months that I was taken to the United States soil, I had planned my trip back home. The only reason I think that they started talking about asylum was that they wanted to use the term asylum to ratchet up pressure on Iran. Unfortunately, because of the insight and vigilance of the Iranian authorities, they have been following my abduction and what happened afterwards since day one, and realized that the Americans have been using the issue, saying, for instance, that Mr. So-and-so is cooperating with the IAEA in Frankfurt while I was kept on the U.S. soil all along.